as the time unfolds and the project fear becomes project fact, people will begin to say, well, I'm not sure I got this right. And so my view is very clear that we should negotiate. My own view is that Boris Johnson should lead the negotiations, because if he doesn't, he will say that the negotiators screwed it up. So I think he should do that. But when he's got his deal, then the British people should have the right to express a view about it.
What, in a second referendum?
Either that or a general election.
Well, that's quite clear. Just a quick word, if we can, about the Tory leadership contest. You know a little bit about leadership contests. Do you think that Boris Johnson is almost a shoo-in?
Look, my knowledge of the House of Commons, who have to choose the final two, is so remote that it's not worth me expressing an opinion.
We all want to hear it.
Well, no, but I just don't know members of Parliament. I know a handful of them, some quite well, but I simply do not have that knowledge to be able to tell you what I think is going to happen.
Well, let me put an option to you. Theresa May or Boris Johnson, who will your vote go to?
Well, I'm not going to get involved in sort of campaigning, we'll see what happens. I mean, my preoccupation is to restore, I mean, let's be not be muck about, to restore the unity of the Conservative Party. I don't know how you do that if we leave Europe.
But do you accept that a Brexiteer should be the leader of the party, given what's happened? Or do you think that it is possible for somebody who didn't vote Leave to lead the party?
I think that to lay down as a presumption that one side has to win in advance is to perpetuate the divide.
You couldn't support a Brexiteer, I imagine.
I would find it, I mean, I think I need to answer the question in a slightly different way, but it's not evasive. I couldn't in any way support, by my vote in Parliament, the decision to leave Europe.
So that is effectively saying that in the leadership contest you couldn't support a Brexiteer. I mean, it stands to reason, doesn't it?
No, it doesn't, because I think that I've just said that I accept the legitimacy of the referendum moving to the negotiation stage. And I have also said from the day of the announcement that that Boris Johnson should lead the renegotiation. So that doesn't put me into one camp or another, except that I think we now have to negotiate, and I believe that the negotiation will lead to a disastrously worse alternative than what we've got. But I'm pretty convinced that people have got to look over the abyss. The sort of people who have supported the Brexit case and the arguments that they have used will only be persuaded to change their mind, or the arguments exposed for what they are, when people have looked at the consequences.